Perla Bataya is a multi-talented Grammy-nominated artist who, along with an eclectic group of female performers, will be at the Ford Amphitheater on Sunday, August 1st for a show to benefit Tia Chucha Centro Cultural. Tia Chucha's is a gathering place for artists, poets, musicians, and the community of the San Fernando Valley. The center includes a printing press, bookstore, art gallery, and workshop space. Perla Bataya began her career as a backup singer for Leonard Cohen. Her solo albums have received critical acclaim. In 2004, she performed at the Kennedy Center as an artist in residence. Bataya is also a highly respected interpreter of Leonard Cohen's music. She produced the 2007 Grammy-nominated tribute album to Cohen, Bird on the Wire. In 2006, she performed in the star-studded Cohen tribute concert, I'm Your Man, alongside Nick Cave, Beth Orton, and Rufus Wainwright. In 2008, she arranged and directed music for the Will Ferrell comedy Step Brothers. She's also committed to community outreach, and in 2008, Perla Bataya was awarded the UN Commissioned Earth Charter Award for devotion to economic and social justice. She also co-publishes a magazine about the regional food of Ojai and Ventura County, where she lives, with a focus on seasonal sustainable agriculture. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Uprising, Perla Bataya.
Thank you, Sonali. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, of course, I want to talk about your career, your music. But first, Tia Chucha's is an important space, as I mentioned. Why is it important for you as an artist to support this space?
Well, I have to say, I read about it. A friend of mine in New Mexico actually told me about Tia Chucha's. And I read about it. And I live in Ojai, which is a few hours outside of Los Angeles. And almost immediately, I called and spoke to Luis Rodriguez, who runs it, and wanted to come for a visit. And I went there with my brother and amazed that this little gem of an oasis, this place that, you know, the community can come to just learn about our culture. Children can come there to do their homework. It's a bookstore. It's beautiful. And it was actually a place I wish I'd had as a young kid.
And like so many local institutions like this, it is facing financial trouble.
Oh, absolutely. It's harder now than ever to get support for projects like this. And Luis just keeps plugging away and has a lot of support. A lot of us believe in what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And would like to see more of these cultural centers pop up throughout the country.
Tell us a little bit about your music, which is in a way is very much in line with the spirit of Tia Chucha's Café Cultural in terms of your the way in which you fuse cultures and also express the poetry and language of both Southern California as well as your own ethnic background.
Absolutely. I grew up, my family had a record shop in Santa Monica called Discoteca Batalla. And it was a center of sorts because people would come there. Immigrants would come there to speak to my mother about their family and maybe get help writing a letter or sending money home. And kind of a gathering place and also sharing our stories and the music all in one, you know, visit from our friends and our neighborhood people just made it to me. And also just that constant soundtrack that I had at the record shop of these songs that were so beautiful. And perhaps as a child, I took them for granted.
And what songs in particular?
Well, many of the Pedro Infante, of course, and Jose, one of my favorite singers, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, songwriter, poets, who really expressed the pain and anguish and the history of our people, you know, and love. No one wrote a love song like he did. And I sing several of his in my show, but also the songs that we would always sing, you know, family gatherings. It was all about singing and eating. And those songs I grew, you know, to love. Mm.
Perla Bataya is going to be performing alongside Ceci Bastida, Wanda Coleman, Christina Wong, and Las Ramonas on Sunday, August 1st at the Ford Amphitheater, 2580 Cahuenga Boulevard East in Hollywood. And you can get tickets at 323-GO-1-FORD or 323-461-3673. And I understand there's a 2-for-1 deal right now?
Yes. If you go to the website, Tia Chucha, that's TIACHUCHA.com/Ford. And just put the code word in. The secret code is I love Tia Chucha's, just one word, and that'll get you 2-for-1.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to the music that influenced you as a child, you're known for a song Kukuru Kuku Paloma. Tell us about this song and how you have sort of reinterpreted it.
Well, as a child, I always heard it with mariachis, and it was very, very gung-ho and excited and passionate, but in a very fast-paced sort of way. And I remember as a child watching my uncle and my father sing this song with their guitars, these very strong, kind of scary men, start to weep when they sang this song. And I always thought, wow, that song has way deeper, more poignant a sentiment than how most people sing it. So later on, I sort of did my own spin on it. And my father actually really loved how I treated this song. And to this day, I sing it in every concert that I do.
Well, let's take a listen to Perla Bataya performing Kukuru Kuku Paloma.
Dicen que por las noches no más se le iba un puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, no más se le iba un puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufrió por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Paloma triste, muy de mañana le va a cantar a la casita sola con sus puertitas de par en par. Juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía lo espera a que regrese la desdichada. Cucurucucú.
Perla Bataya singing Kukuru Kuku Paloma. So I'm assuming you'll be performing this?
Oh, of course. Under the Stars
Sunday.
At the Ford. Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, if listeners want tickets to this Sunday's performance to benefit Tia Chucha Centro Cultural featuring my guest Perla Bataya, as well as a number of other fantastic women artists, you can check out the website tiachuchas.com/Ford, and you can also call 323-461-3673, or you can call 818-985-5735. Right now, we have two pairs of tickets to give away to the two first lucky callers who call in at 818-985-KPFK. Two pairs of tickets to the August 1st benefit for Tia Chucha Centro Cultural. Perla Bataya, it's been wonderful to have you on as a guest. You were awarded the UN Commissioned Earth Charter Award for extraordinary devotion to social and economic justice. That's an amazing award, and that's an amazing honor. Very briefly, tell our listeners how you meld your music with your work.
I think the most important thing that I do, and what gives me the greatest joy, of course, other than my daughter, is going to schools and doing outreach and speaking to kids at risk about the importance of our culture. In this day and age, when there's a lot of pressure, you know, immigration, all the conversations we're having right now that actually are feeling, you know, just like there's a lot of focus on the negative about
our
culture.
We're living in a time when it's almost criminal to be brown.
Exactly. And therefore, I go to schools and I sing, and actually I've done some of these with Luis, and the outreach is an amazing experience where you just speak about how wonderful it is that we have this gift, that we have this culture, that we have color, that we have poetry, all the things that we have that we've been given along with the color of our skin, that we should be grateful for. And it's a huge celebration. And I just want to keep spreading that word. And I mean, I don't do this for awards or anything. Of course, it's a great honor to be recognized. But the fact that the biggest honor and the greatest joy is just to talk to kids that say, you did make a difference.
Well, I hope listeners get a chance to catch you and the other women artists this Sunday, August 1st. Perla Bataya, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
I want to thank you, Sonali. We're big fans of yours in our house.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You can find out more about Perla Bataya on her website, perla.com. We'll also link to that from our site later today. We'll go out with Gracias a la Vida from Perla Bataya's latest album, also by the same title. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Victor Hugo once said, "Music expresses that which cannot be put into words and cannot remain silent." That's Victor Hugo. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.